We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Thank you for starting off your Tuesday morning with WDKX. Now, Sight was just telling me this story. Christmas is right around the corner, and one of the most popular games that are played is Fortnite. I don't know how it sustained its popularity. It's not for me, but for a lot of young people, or older people, they love to play.
Well, the parent company for Fortnite, Epic Games, there's a class action lawsuit against the company in Canada. The class action lawsuit compares Fortnite to an addictive drug like cocaine. So the judge allowed the case to move forward. Now, they're saying that the suit is being filed by three parents in Canada, and they claim that the nature of the game caused their children to suffer psychological, physical, and financial harm. They're saying that this game, within the few years, they're spending thousands of hours. One of the kids played over 7,000 hours of the game in less than 2 years, which they said is almost a full calendar calendar of hours. They're saying pretty much that they play the game so much that they would not eat, socialize, or shower in days.
Wow. All right, so Al, can a video games company and its popularity be sued for the players of the game basically losing all interest in life past it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I think they absolutely should be held liable because like anything else that potentially can be addictive, if you put out something, right, you have an obligation to make it as safe as you can, because ultimately, you're not just programming a program, you're programming my kid. And if you're saying to me that this game is appropriate for 15-year-old kids, right, and you know, my God, I can keep that kid on this game another 6 hours if I introduce these other elements to that game, right? You're programming my kid. And if indeed you do, and he gets programmed, and he programs and does things that ultimately hurt others, right, you're the entity that programmed them. Same thing, you know, in all of these other sites. I mean, I think you're going to see more and more liability going towards the games, going towards the things, because whether we like it or not, when you go and you're picking that thing for Christmas, that which of these games do you think would be best for your kids? Which of these movies you think you're programming your kids? And that's how we have to start thinking about it, because whether it's the web or the internet or these games, that's what they're doing to our children.
Okay, so we're talking about the industry. Let's focus on the game. How much does this fall on parents to regulate what their child plays?
Oh, there's no question that if you look at the jury verdict sheets in my case, the plaintiffs and the plaintiffs' parents bear a certain amount of responsibility in all of these cases. If you're speeding down a road and a parent, a kid inadvertently breaks the kid's arms, through the parent's arms and runs out into the street, they're going to apportion liability both on the guy who's speeding down the road and the parent who wasn't able to hold their kid on the porch while he inadvertently ran into the street, right? There's apportionment of liability. And what I'm just saying to you is, I don't think these people that are programming our kids are going to go off and be 100% not liable and, you know, put it all on the parents or put it all on the kids. Because ultimately, the way we see our phone addictions, the way we see our computer addictions, the way we see our shopping addictions, they're all sent to us via somebody else, AI. And that's what's happening more and more. And the question is, you know, do you want to continue? You know this person has a gambling addiction. How do you know that? My God, this guy's been on our gambling site 17 out of every 24 hours for the last 6 years, right? There's no question that that individual, either, you know, he's a, you know, he has some type of addiction. And the question is, do you have any obligation to send something to him saying, hey, you need a break? Just like my car sends to me when I'm driving a little bit wobbly, it sends to me, hey, Al Parisi, you need a break.